The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Welcome to another episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melanie Martirana.
And this week, for all of you, we have part two of our joint health show. We weren't really sure in the beginning if we were going to do a one-part show or a two-part show, but as usual, Melody and I talked far longer than we probably needed to, but hopefully you all enjoyed it.
I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
I'm
nothing at all. That's right. Anyway, and we really didn't even get into the products, which are our Emerald Laboratories joint health product, our Ultra Botanicals UC2 formula. So today we're going to spend a large portion of the show talking about those two products and how great they are. And in fact, these are just such great products. We have many testimonials from our customers on these products and how well they work. So before we even get into the show, Melody has a testimony that she's going to read just to kind of wet your whistle a little bit about what we have for you and how good these products are. Hopefully you'll stay with us through the whole show. But before she reads that, I know she needs to remind everybody how they can connect to us.
Yes, we love hearing from you. So, you know, the wonderful thing is we have one hub where you can find all connecting points to us, and that is the Crossroads of Health radio show website at www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com. That's www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com. And on there, there's a link to the ultralaboratories.com website. That's www.ultralaboratories.com. And that is actually our product website where we have all of the various products that we produce. Now, nothing is for sale on that website, but there is good information there. And in that website and also on crossroadsofhealthradio.com, there's a link to shopnaturalproducts.com, and that's our web affiliate that sells everything that we make and everything that we, most things we talk about on the show. We do talk about some things we don't make.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, but the things that we do produce as a company, all of our additive-free products are available on shopnaturalproducts.com. So there is a where-to-buy section on ultralaboratories.com and a direct link to it from crossroadsofhealthradio.com. And then, of course, you can also go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/ultralabs, or email us at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net, or call us at 424-703-4150. Now, with that, I do have a really great testimonial, and this was one that was written personally to me. I was really happy to receive it. We really, truly do get, bar none, more testimonials on these products, and in particular, I would have to say really UC2 because it's so cutting edge and so different from any other joint formulas out there. So this is just one of many, but it says, over the years, I have noticed a growing problem with arthritis, culminating with a total hip replacement several years ago. I also developed a problem with my knees making going up and down stairs difficult and painful. Coupled with our home being on 5+ acres, and there is always lots to do, I knew that I needed a solution if one was available. My arthritis is inherited from my mom, who had tremendous problems and never found any real relief. So I have been very cognizant of what my future would hold if I ignored the problem or just learned to live with it, something I was not willing to do. Over the years, I have used many different compounds and additives to help relieve my arthritic symptoms, including shots, which helped my knees but did nothing to help the rest of my joints. When my wife, Joan, came home was very enthusiastic about your products, I was interested but cautious. I agreed to try them, and to my amazement, they worked. I'm currently using the joint formula coupled with the UC2. I am pain-free in virtually every situation I find myself, and I'm telling everyone I know and sending them to the website. I will turn 74 this August. Now, this was written by one of our friends out there, our customers out there, back in May of 2012. So that would mean that this gentleman is turning 76 this year. And thanks to the joint formula and the UC2, I am more active than I ever thought possible. Keep up the good work. Sincerely, Dawn. So this was a really great testimonial, but it, again, it is one of many. We get testimonials like this on these products all the time. So we're really excited to get into the meat of these products this week and tell you why they work so well.
Yes, we are. And these people, just so you know, none of these people receive any compensation to write us these testimonials. We always encourage people, if you're getting good results with the products, please let us know. And honestly, if they write us a testimonial, we offer to send them a free bottle of the product just because we want to say thank you to them for being willing to share their experience. And just so all of you know, if any of you try our products and you get great results or you have something worth writing, please, you know, communicate with us and we'll send you a free bottle of product too.
We love doing that. Because it's really exciting for us to hear all this good stuff.
We're just trying to build our library of these kinds of stories because this is what I connect to when... You know, you read the research, but when you actually hear somebody or you actually see somebody and they've gotten these kinds of results, it's just so encouraging to your heart. Because even when you know what the science is, when you actually hear it, it's just, it's like, yes, that's great. You know, you're so excited. So,
like I said, you know, UC2 is something that I actually have had several people in my personal life on. So I've seen what it does for people. And because of that, I am very, very passionate about these products because, I've got all the research in front of me. I can read it all. But it makes a huge difference when people that you know personally or yourself, you know, when you experience such wonderful results.
Well, exactly. And just so you all know, I personally take Joint Health and UC2 every day because I have my own personal testimony where my left knee, I had pain every time I'd go upstairs. It was like a little knife going through my kneecap. And I took UC2 and I have no pain in my knees, and I haven't had for years since we started, first developed this product, because it was so amazing with the results. And so much, they're both really good, and their modes of action are really very different, but they're both very valuable. But UC2 probably has the most cutting-edge mode of action, and it had the 6 patents governing its the way it's produced, because it's a proprietary undenatured collagen. But we'll get into that more later, but really, really great products. If you know somebody that has joint pain, please consider trying these products. But with that, I know we have some talking points today, and I guess I think maybe I'm just going to go first today, Mel.
Go for it, Rick.
I think yours dovetails more into the next segment of the show.
So, yeah.
As many of you know, there's always stuff in the media about how multivitamins really aren't beneficial, blah, blah, blah. We just did this a few weeks back about a study that came out. Well, there's another study that came out. This was from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. They posted it, their final recommendation statement on vitamin, mineral, and multivitamin supplements for the prevention of cardiovascular disease and cancer. In the statement, the USPSTF concluded there is not enough evidence to determine the effectiveness of taking vitamins and minerals to prevent cardiovascular disease or cancer. Cardiovascular disease and cancer have a significant health impact in America, and we all want to find ways to prevent these diseases, said USPSTF Chair Virginia Moyer, MD, MPH. However, we found that there is not enough evidence to determine whether taking single or paired nutrients or a multivitamin helps to prevent cardiovascular disease or cancer. Additionally, there are two vitamins that the USPSTF recommends against using, beta-carotene and vitamin E. According to USPSTF, this is a D-grade recommendation. The evidence shows that there is no benefit to taking vitamin E and that beta-carotene can be harmful because it increases the risk of lung cancer in people who are already at increased risk for disease, said Michael Lefebvre, MD, MSPH, USPSTF co-chair. Wow, that really is a mouthful. Due to the uncertain benefit of vitamin supplements to prevent cardiovascular disease and cancer, healthcare professionals should use their best judgment and consider the patient's health history, values, and preferences when having conversations about nutritional supplements. Now, in response to this, the Council for Responsible Nutrition, CRN, released the following statement. We commend the task force for wisely recognizing that nutrients are not drugs. acknowledging that there are significant challenges to studying vitamins using methods similar to those used for studying pharmaceutical interventions. Importantly, the final report calls for new and innovative research methodologies, which is in contrast to the suggestion by a medical journal that called for the end of a vitamin research when the draft report was published. We strongly support both the need for more research and the need for the scientific community to come to terms with a rigorous approach to studying nutrition that may not reflect the current model of studying drugs. In the meantime, there are real-life reasons why people should take vitamins and why so many doctors recommend them. Now, that answer I thought was okay, but I emailed Dr. Stengel and I said, I just want your opinion on this. So here's what Dr. Stengel writes, which goes much further. He said, in regards to beta-carotene and vitamin E, the negative studies were done with synthetic forms, which is ridiculous since health food store brands like yours don't use synthetics. Furthermore, numerous studies have shown, for example, that low vitamin D levels are associated with a variety of different cancers. See vitamindcouncil.org if you're interested. And lastly, the natural health food industry has never claimed that nutrient supplements significantly prevent cancer, but supplements support a deficient diet that optimizes immunity and may aid in the overall prevention against cancer. Immune system needs these nutrients to function properly. And it just goes further than that also. But those are the basic things. These studies often are very slanted against this industry. So just keep in mind that it usually is not the full picture. So anyway, hopefully that's helpful to those of you out there. And with that, we're out of time in segment one, and we will be right back.
Thyroid issues are becoming very common for people these days, and the prevalence may increase with age. When the thyroid isn't working properly, it can cause some real problems in our day-to-day life. The thyroid gland is responsible for energy production in the body and regulating metabolism. It maintains body temperature, influences immune health, hormone balance, and affects your mood and emotions. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories is a superior thyroid gland support formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients such as New Zealand bovine glandular powder, ashwagandha, selenium, and rosemary extract. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories naturally supports the body's thyroid activity and helps maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. You can also find Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide.
Every day, millions of people move into middle age and beyond, and many experience age-related changes, with memory issues being the most noticeable. It may start with something small, like forgetting an appointment or why you walked into a room, but can lead to a much bigger issue down the road. Emerald Laboratories Memory Health is doctor-formulated and contains the breakthrough memory booster, Cognizin, clinically proven to reduce cognitive inhibition. The Riva turmeric can also be found in this powerful formula, along with a number of targeted whole food antioxidants known for brain health. Emerald Laboratories Memory Health also contains methylated B12, which is important since research indicates that 25% of American seniors are deficient in B12, a known factor of cognitive decline, potentially leading to memory loss. Ask for Emerald Laboratories Memory Health at your local health food store today, or learn more about it at shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com.
Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana.
If you are just catching the show, please don't forget that you can actually listen to the archives so you can catch up with anything you missed at crossroadsofhealthradio.com. So crossroadsofhealthradio.com. And again, there's a link to shopnaturalproducts.com. So there will be a code in a little bit here that we're going to give out where you can save an additional 25% off of their already 25% off pricing at Shop Natural.
Please get your good listening ears on.
So this is a really interesting article, and it talks about the benefits of curcumin in cancer treatment. Now, to set this up a little bit, this is a really good article, and so I'm going to give you a little bit of background on who the specialist was who primarily sourced a lot of this information. So it says here, cancer is one of the leading causes of death. What if there was a safe natural herb that could work for nearly every type of cancer? According to Dr. William LaValle, who focuses most of his clinical work on the treatment of cancer, curcumin, a derivative of turmeric, and the pigment that gives the curry spice turmeric its yellow-orange color, may fit the bill. It's a natural compound that has been extensively researched and it has been found to have numerous health applications. So Dr. LaValle is trained in general medicine but has devoted a considerable amount of time to understanding the biochemical pathways that can support health nutritionally. In 2005, he took a 75% sabbatical from his clinical practice to immerse himself in the science of molecular biology, specifically the molecular biology of cancer. And he devoted about 9,000, somewhere between 9,000 to 9,500 hours, building a relational database about the molecular biology of cancer. So he's a gentleman that consults in a variety of health challenges, including cancer, and he's licensed to practice in the U.S. and Canada. So he's got a wealth of knowledge. And
I'm sorry, I have to interject here. I just did a little math. So if you take 40 hours a week times 52 weeks in a year, that's 2,080 hours. And you said 9,000 hours?
Between 9,000 and 9,500 hours. That's, so this guy's an expert.
That's 4.5 years of full-time study on just this. So that's a lot. I thought, maybe like a year. That's crazy.
Yeah. So he's pretty much an expert when it comes to the amount of research that he's done. So, interestingly, curcumin appears to be universally useful for just about every type of cancer, which is really odd since cancer consists of a wide variety of different molecular pathologies. As is explained by Dr. LaValle, whether the curcumin molecule causes an increase in traffic or activity of a particular molecular target or a decrease or inhibition of activity, the studies repeatedly have shown that the end result is a potent anti-cancer activity. So, furthermore, curcumin doesn't adversely affect healthy cells, suggesting it selectively targets cancer cells. And research has also shown that it works synergistically with certain chemotherapy drugs, enhance the elimination of cancer cells. Rick, this is a bad day. I'm tripping all over my words.
I know you guys all understand, so it's okay. Just relax, Melody. Don't be nervous. No, I'm just kidding.
You guys are making me nervous. Stop looking at me. Oh, good. Okay, good. We're on the radio. So, curcumin has the most evidence-based literature supporting its use against cancer of any nutrient, including vitamin D, which is interesting because you were just talking about vitamin D,
right,
which also has a robust base. Interestingly, it also includes the metabolite of curcumin and its derivatives, which are also anti-cancerous. Curcumin has the ability to modulate genetic activity and expression by destroying cancer cells and by promoting healthy cell function. It also promotes anti-angiogenesis, meaning it helps prevent the development of additional blood supply necessary for cancer growth. As for its effect on molecular pathways, curcumin can affect more than 100 of them once it gets into the cell. More specifically, curcumin has been found to inhibit the proliferation of tumor cells, decrease inflammation, inhibit the transformation of cells from normal to tumor, inhibit the synthesis of a protein thought to be instrumental in tumor formation, help your body destroy mutated cancer cells so they cannot spread throughout your body, or help prevent the development of additional blood supply necessary for cancer growth. So now there's also another interesting point here that talks about why whole turmeric is ineffective. And, you know, this is going to kind of dovetail into what we're going to talk about later with Mariva and it being such an effective form. Now it says, unfortunately, while there's some curcumin in whole turmeric, there's not enough in the regular spice to achieve clinically relevant results. The turmeric root itself contains only about 3% curcumin concentration. Another major limitation of curcumin as a therapeutic agent is that it is poorly absorbed. When taken in its raw form, you're only absorbing about 1% of the available curcumin. So, you know, typically curcumin is not going to be very, very bioavailable, which is also something that is really important when we talk about Mariva, because Mariva has been clinically proven to be 29 times more absorbable than standard turmeric standardized on curcuminoids. So it typically gets destroyed in the gut, and this technology has maximized the body's ability to absorb it.
The point here is the curcumin requires some sort of phospholipid present, and Melody and I were talking about this before the show, is a like a an escort, you said.
Yes.
It's a sort of a cellular escort, which is a good way to describe it. So a phospholipid, lecithin is a phospholipid, phosphatidylserine is a phospholipid, phosphatidylcholine is a phospholipid. So these are all things that assist the curcumin getting into the bloodstream, but the Mareva goes beyond that. Some companies will make an admixture where they'll add lecithin in with their curcuminoid extract. But Mareva, which is manufactured in Italy, they actually bond. They chemically bond the phosphatidylcholine at the polar head to the curcuminoid so that it can be effectively uptaken. And like we said, 29 times more effectively uptaken in the bloodstream. There's nothing that supersedes Mareva in its effectiveness. So any old turmeric is just not going to work for you.
But I could finish reading the rest of this little bit on it. It talks about how the natural product industry has developed a standard of a 95% concentration of curcumin. Initially, years ago, that was what was available for patients, but even taking that orally in a capsule, only 1% could be absorbed. So in order to get, the amounts of curcumin in the bloodstream that are reasonable to have a therapeutic effect, people had to take really large amounts. So to change that, you know, there's a process where people can bring water to a boil. It becomes very inconvenient. And the other thing about curcumin, which we all know around here because when we run it, it leaves stains on everything. It's used to dye things. It is a bright yellow color. It's like an orangey yellow. And people in production who are working with it come out of the back looking like Oompa Loompas.
It is horrible. I mean, people, yeah, their skin becomes orange. It takes days to get rid of it. It's terrible. So, yeah, doing that in your kitchen is not the ideal thing. And just to mention, Mareva is, you know, it is a branded ingredient, like I said, manufactured in Italy, but we use it in our cardio formula because inflammation is such a big issue with heart disease. We use it in our liver formula. We certainly use it in our joint health and our UC2 because inflammation is such a big issue with joint pain. It's a very, very important ingredient.
Yes, indeed it is. In fact, there's a really good little blurb that sort of talks about Mareva here, and it says, you know, phytosome technology is backed by almost 30 years of successful use to improve the bioavailability of certain botanical extracts. This technology involves formulating plant nutrients that are normally poorly absorbed with lecithin that reduces the self-aggregation of compounds and helps their absorption. Biochemically, it's been called molecular chaperoning, since the lecithin molecule protects and escorts the plant nutrient from the intestinal contents into the blood. And Mareva is a special form of curcumin, so the yellow pigment of the turmeric, with a long history of traditional medicine use in India, and other botanicals and compounds are notorious for low absorption rates. So basically, this company that produces Mareva hooked the curcumin to the phospholipids and increased the absorption rate dramatically, and that's why this ingredient is really powerful and it's really important in these formulas where inflammation is an issue.
Right, and just by way of education, I heard about curcuminoids or curcumin probably 10, 12 years ago when I was with a gentleman, he's passed away now, a guy named Norman Farnsworth. He was at the University of Illinois, Chicago, School of Pharmacognosy, which studies botanicals and botanical extracts. And this is the way it happens. First, they do the research on their curcuminoids in vitro. They do it in a lab, and they say, oh, this seems to have some significant activity for anti-inflammatory benefits or all these other things. So they know there's activity there. But then the next thing is they go, well, now we have to figure out, does it actually function that way in the human body? So then they actually have to do human clinical trials, and then they start doing, you know, they start taking turmeric standardized at 95% curcuminoids, and they say, oh, this is what seems to work, at least in the lab. And so you get the raw material companies then jump on the bandwagon, and they start making all this raw material. Well, then they find out after the human clinical trials come out, they go, uh-oh, well, guess what? None of it actually makes it into the bloodstream. It gets destroyed in the small intestine. So you've got all these companies that now have jumped on board and making this raw material. That's all the industry really has at that point. And the companies that don't do their homework or have somebody like Dr. Stengler, they jump on board, they start touting the research, but they don't look at the research on the human clinical aspects. How does it actually make it from the mouth into the bloodstream? So then secondarily, you have companies like Mareva out of Italy. They say, they wait, and they say, okay, we need to have the whole picture. We need to see the in vitro studies, then we need to see the human clinicals, then we manufacture our product. And that's why It took years for Mareva to come around, but we know we have the human clinical data showing that it actually gets in the bloodstream 29 times more effectively uptaken in the bloodstream. That's what you want to wait for, and that's what doctors like Dr. Singer wait for. But so often, the industry, these guys that manufacture raw materials, they kind of run ahead of the science because they're really all about making widgets at the end of the day and making money. So they say, oh, great studies, okay, let's make the material. Well, then they come around, and then they have to argue against companies like Mareva because they've already invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in these materials that really do not work that well. So that's why we have Dr. Singer. That's why, you know, I waited, honestly, for years to have somebody like him that could produce formulas that he uses in his clinic that really work. So with that, we are out of time. When we come back, we'll talk about joint health. We've already sort of covered Mareva, which is in the joint health. We'll cover the rest of it when we come back.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Laboratories offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K as MK7, and full spectrum mixed tocopherols, tocotrienols, and carotenoids. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Laboratories' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to ultralaboratories.com. That's ultralaboratories.com.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep, but unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients. To learn more about Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
Visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com to receive 25% off the lines offered by Ultra Laboratories. Also, tune in each week to save an additional 25% off by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
This week's code is FAMOUS, FAMOUS, FAMOUS.
The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Thank you once again for listening to Crossroads of Health Radio, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. If you are just catching the show, don't forget to log on to crossroadsofhealthradio.com, which is the hub for everything. You can listen to our show archives. I know that you've got some more good info to add in regards to the joint health formula, because this is a really great formula. It's got a lot of wonderful branded ingredients in there, so we've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we sort of backed into the joint health. We're talking about the ingredients that I think Mareva's in the joint health. Now we're going to talk about BioCell collagen. This is another humanly studied raw material. And I'm just going to read you one study that they did. In this study, the peak absorption kinetics of hyaluronic acid from a single 1,500 milligram dose of BioCell collagen and the 28-day bioavailability of hyaluronic acid and its metabolites were determined in a closed-label study in the 5 normal healthy subjects. And hyaluronic acid, just to interject here, is very important for the lubrication of the joint tissue. And this in the BioSol is very, very effective, but this is one of the keys to proper joint health. So in the 36-hour peak absorption study, active HA, we're going to call it, was found to be fast absorbed into the bloodstream within several hours of ingestion, increasing total HA concentration about 20-fold. HA level 24 hours after ingestion was 80 times as high as its baseline level. The 28-day steady-state bioavailability study showed that ingestion of BioSol collagen led to more than a 60-fold increase in HA in human blood. This data suggested that the low molecular weight of hydrolyzed collagen, HA, and chondroitin sulfate contained in BioSol collagen facilitated their fast and effective absorption into the circulation. So that's really key. Hyaluronic acid generally is not simple to absorb because it's a very large molecule. In BioSol, it's a lower molecular weight material, and it seems to have much better absorption. This is why these kinds of scientifically based raw materials are really, really effective. And then I think, Mel, you have some other interesting information.
Yeah, because there was multiple human clinical trials done on several different aspects involving this. And then I also have a really good little summary on it, but there was a clinical trial on subjective pain. It was a human clinical. It studied the effects of ingesting BioSol collagen daily on subjective discomfort in subjects suffering from various joint problems. And this crossover double-blind study led to 89.9% of the subjects experiencing the reduction of joint discomfort. Then there was a pilot clinical trial on managing various joint discomforts, and that revealed significant efficacy as well as safety of the BioSol collagen in relieving joint discomfort. It was an 8-week trial that showed that daily intake of BioSol collagen led to as much as 40% of improvements, which was significantly superior to the group that was receiving placebo. And then confirmatory clinical trial on chronic joint condition done in 2010, this larger trial involved humans with moderate to severe joint discomfort, replicated the earlier findings demonstrating its safety and efficacy in improving joint discomfort and thereby in enhancing various physical activities of daily life. So this is a really dynamic raw material here, this material that's included. And one of the things that when you look at joint health, I asked Dr. Stengler, well, you're including the standard amount of glucosamine, but, you know, the BioSol, a lot of people look at it and go, well, there's 250 milligrams of BioSol collagen. Now, why would you include such a small amount when standard formulas usually use, you know, 1,200 of chondroitin? And he found clinically that this much smaller amount of this branded ingredient was far more effective and bioavailable than the standard chondroitin formulas.
Well, and actually, it's so funny, Melanie and I are often on the same page about these things. In the study I read, they talked about a 1,500 milligram of just BioSol. And these companies that have these brand ingredients, they always want you to sell just their ingredient too. And this is where Dr. Stengler is so helpful, is when you have a synergistic formula, all these ingredients working together, it's having the right dose that's going to give you the right result. And you need clinical data to be able to do that. And that's why having Dr. Stengler utilize these products in his clinic, getting results with his patients, seeing the blood work, that's what's key. You know, you have the raw material research by itself, but when you're, you know, putting this together with 30, 40 other ingredients, you've got to find that right balance of dosing for all these different ingredients, and that's really key. So for this formula, this dosing, the 1,500 of the glucosamine, the 250 of the BioSol, seems to work really, really well for people, as, you know, as clarified by Dr. Stengler and by the testimonials we're going to read later, the one we read earlier. And then in this formula, there's some other things. These are really the keys in the formula. As Melly said, the glucosamine. There is glucosamine hydrochloride and glucosamine sulfate. We use the sulfate. Dr. Stengler feels this is a superior form. That is why we use that form. There's some argument about there which form is better. And then we use MSM and grapeseed extract, green tea extract, pomegranate extract, ginger root powder. These are all additional anti-inflammatory ingredients potentially. And then the bioperin in here is another branded ingredient, a piperine extract. And that actually enhances the absorption of certain nutrients like glucosamine. Can be a big molecule and be a little bit difficult to absorb, so the bioperin is helpful. Now, there are some companies out there, I want to clarify, that use bioperin in all of their formulas because the studies have shown that bioperin actually increases the bioavailability of many of these nutrients. So I asked Dr. Singer about this when he first developed the whole Emerald Laboratories line. I said, well, why don't we put bioperin in everything? He said, well, the problem with that is that people a lot of people are on medications, a lot of people, you don't want this increased absorption across the board because you can really create problems with people that are taking even over-the-counter type things or prescription medications. So you want to be sort of picky about where you use the bioperin. So we have a few products that we use it in, but to use it across the board, you could potentially get a horse dose of bioperin, which you really don't want. So that, again, there's a medical consensus behind these formulas and why we do things the way we do. And that's, again, I just can't say enough about having Dr. Stenger with us and how valuable that he is. Now, with that, I think we want to start getting into the UC2, right,
yes.
Melody?
Yes. And, you know, one of the things that I sort of like to, I'm glad we started with joint health and we go into UC2 because when we're talking about joint pain and joint problems, you know, the standard joint formula, and I know we said this in part one, but I'll repeat it again for anybody who might have missed it. Standard joint formulas sort of look at your joints as being like a building structure that is collapsing or falling down due to, you know, aging or injury,
right,
damage, whatever the case may be. And so the mechanism of most joint formulas is to give building blocks and mortar back to help rebuild that building. And Dr. Stengler took the joint health formula and took that standard modality to a more clinical level by including these specialized ingredients like Mareva and the BioCell collagen. And so you're getting that same sort of mechanism but on a more clinical level by using these specialized ingredients. Now, UC2, it does give the body building bricks. It deals with the autoimmune nature of inflammation that people experience when they have rheumatoid or osteoarthritis. And that's on a completely different level. People who suffer from rheumatoid and osteoarthritis can take standard joint formulas, but what ends up happening is while they're trying to make progress and rebuild that building, they have a gigantic wrecking ball that is the autoimmune confusion response that the body has, and that attacks exposed collagen and will destroy the progress that you're making with the standard joint formula. So you're starting to rebuild, but it keeps getting knocked down. So those people sort of feel like they may be treading water. They might make progress for a little while, but you really have to address the autoimmune nature of that inflammation to make true progress.
Well, and for people that don't understand what autoimmune, when you have an autoimmune disease, your body is actually attacking its own tissue, which is not what your body's supposed to do. Your body's supposed to attack the invaders, you know, when you get sick. You know, your body attacks the viruses or the bacteria, the foreign things that are in your body. But in this case, with rheumatoid arthritis, your body's actually attacking its own joint tissue. And what Melody was saying with the exposed collagen, when you have osteoarthritis, your body is actually breaking down that tissue between the bones, that cushioning that's supposed to keep you from having pain, but that exposed collagen is seen as a foreign substance, and then the body attacks that. So, as you were saying, that wrecking ball keeps just destroying, your body's destroying itself, its own joint tissue, so you've got to stop that. So really it comes down to a communication issue that your body is effectively miscommunicating. And so that's one of the amazing things of UC2. It's important to be able to rebuild your joint tissue to give it the bricks and mortar that it needs, but to stop that attack. And UC2 seems to do that. And the thought behind it is because it's an undenatured chicken collagen. It comes from chickens. Most of the collagen out there is denatured. If you just see chicken sternal collagen or collagen, it's all denatured. And it's denatured by how it's heated or processed in the manufacturing of the raw material. UC2, on the other hand, has 6 patents, as I mentioned earlier, that govern the production of this product and how they make it as an undenatured raw material. And that preserves something in it called epitopes. And these epitopes are what are thought to help reprogram your body's cells to not attack that collagen, to recognize, oh, that's indigenous to the human body. That's not a foreign substance. So that's really key with UC2. But that's why they're so important to take together. People ask me, they've said, if you're going to take one or the other, I said, well, honestly, I really would wish you would take both. Because they're both important. Their modes of action are unique and different. But if you're just going to pick one, I would pick UC2. So just so you in the audience. So personally, and it could be different for different people, but that's my personal take, is I would take UC2 if I could only afford one. But I would definitely please try and take both because they're both very, very valuable.
It's basically like you're going to be covering all issues surrounding your joint pain, inflammation, degradation, if you take both of these together. And We're out of time for this segment already.
Yes, we are. So we're going to do a few more things on UC2 when we come back, and we never did the Getting to Know You, so we'll have to do that.
My gosh.
And anyway, the show's just zipping on by, but we'll be right back.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free. Be Healthy by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Or to learn more, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think, thanks to doctor-formulated joint health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and OptiMSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints. Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Visit shopnaturalproducts.com. Also, tune in each week to save an additional 25% off by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
This week's code is FAMOUS, F-A-M-O-U-S, FAMOUS.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And if you are just tuning in to our radio show, please feel free to visit our hub website where you can access all of this great information, archive shows, everything else, at crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Or if you are interested in purchasing any of these products, you can go directly to our partner affiliate, that's shopnaturalproducts.com, and you can get up to nearly 50% off retail on these products if you type in the code that we're offering in the show. Remember, this is Ultra Botanicals UC2 product, but Melody's going to hopefully kind of bring this all around so you have a good understanding of this product.
So UC2 triggers specific oral tolerance for lasting joint relief. In both osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, the chief cause of autoimmune response is exposed collagen and the ensuing attack by sensitized killer T cells. Suppose an effective means of regulating killer T cells before they encountered exposed collagens could be developed. This would retrain them to treat exposed collagen as a harmless substance and prevent joint degradation and destruction. In 2000, the first hint of just such an intervention emerged. A team of scientists at the University of Nebraska was surprised to find that chicken soup prevented the mobilization of immune system cells to sites of inflammation. Upon further analysis, it was not vegetables but a soluble component of the chicken broth itself that exerted this anti-inflammatory activity. The researchers believe that it is likely collagen from the chicken bones in the broth that was the source of this beneficial anti-inflammatory effect. Owing to its particular molecular structure, the chicken-derived type 2 collagen in UC2 acts as a kind of reverse vaccine, one that regulates the immune system so that it stops mobilizing attacks against proteins normally found in healthy joint cartilage. It does so by inducing what immunologists call specific oral tolerance, the desensitization of immune response to specific agents via an orally administered intervention. This is why UC2 may be likened to a kind of oral vaccine that reverses T-cell attacks on exposed cartilage. Scientists at Harvard first studied the effects of UC2 on human patients with rheumatoid arthritis long established as an autoimmune disorder. In a randomized double placebo, double blind trial on patients, undenatured type 2 chicken collagen produced a significant decrease in the number of swollen and painful joints within 3 months compared to the placebo group. In fact, 14% of patients achieved complete remission. No side effects were found. Later, a much larger study of rheumatoid arthritis patients confirmed this finding, as did a study on patients with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, a particularly aggressive form of this disease. And that really sums it up. That is how this works, and it makes it very, very unique. There's nothing else like it out there in the market, and it's also one of the reasons why we get so many testimonials.
Exactly. And with that, there's one last testimony we're going to read. We actually had two more, but I'm just going to read one because we're going to run out of time. And let me just say, Melody is usually a very, very articulate individual. It's just when she gets on the air. So I know you're all just going to forgive her for that, but she has trade shows. She's very articulate. Anyway. All right. So the testimonial is from Dierna, and she writes, I'm 51 years old and was a dancer most of my life. In 2002, I had my first knee surgery. The doctors found that I had little cushioning left in my joint and performed microfracture surgery to try and stimulate new growth of the meniscus and protective coverings of my bones. I did fine for a while, but in 2009, my pain returned. I had yet another microfracture surgery, but this time received no relief from the pain. I describe it as feeling like I had glass shards in my knee. A year ago, I started taking the UC2 joint formula. Within 2 weeks, I started getting relief. About 6 months later, the rep for the company in my area suggested I try combining it with the joint health for increased effect. I have to tell you, I am now virtually pain-free. I work on my feet 40 hours a week. Would never know that I had ever been told the next step would be knee replacement. So, 51 years old. Hopefully that's some encouragement to all of you. Remember, Emerald Laboratories Joint Health, Ultra Botanicals UC2, just for products that if you take them for getting a very quick effect, these products are something that you definitely can tell if you're getting results. And most people will get results with these products. So if you know somebody that has joint pain, please consider trying these products. And with that, we have about 5 minutes left, so I think we should do our getting to know you since we haven't even brought it up yet, right, Mel?
I know. So now this week, and usually we intro this way earlier on, but thank you for all of you who are still here listening through this exciting show here on Joint Health. Now this week, our getting to know you code is going to be the word famous, F-A-M-O-U-S.
Is that because we're famous? No.
I don't know. Are we famous?
No.
My wife
and kids would say definitely not.
Not yet. We have a lot of fun experiences that happen every year when we're at Expo, and it involves sometimes famous people that attend this show. It is the biggest trade show in the U.S. here for natural products. So, Rick, I know you had some fun stuff.
Oh, yes. There's lots of stories from Expo, but my wife and daughters, they always love to go, as I've mentioned on this show before. My daughters, Courtney and Cassidy, they're 9 and 12, soon to be 10 and 13. So one year they came, and right across the way, sometimes different booths have, like, people that they bring to bring some excitement. So they actually had this guy from Cirque du Soleil. For those of you that know, those guys are so strong. And he was doing all these flips and handstands, one-arm handstands, going crazy. It was like, oh, my goodness, this guy's just crazy. My daughters just loved talking to him, and he was just entertaining them the whole time. And then his buddy came. And for those of you that have ever watched American Gladiators, this is the newer version. There was this guy, his name was Militia. And so he had his 8x10, 8x whatever.
His headshot.
Yeah, his headshot, yeah. So he signed it for my daughter. So I forget his name. He was a really nice guy. But he kept telling my daughter, Courtney. He goes, oh, nice to see you, Corny, like C-O-R-N-Y. She goes, Dad, he's calling me Corny. I'm like, but she goes, I think he put it on my picture that way. But she got out a picture the other day. She goes, no, he wrote it right, Courtney's. So that was our story, the Cirque du Soleil guy and Militia from American Gladiators. But it's always fun there. One year they had Apollo Anton Ono, the speed skater from the Olympics. And, you know, different people there. It's fun. But I know, Melody, you got another famous guy that you and your husband met.
Well, and tell her not to feel bad. My husband calls me Corny all the time. And, you know, I should have also mentioned that, of course, the code FAMOUS is going to apply to the Joint Health and the UC2 when you purchase them this week off of shopnaturalproducts.com, okay? So
right.
I neglected to mention that. But, Yeah, so my husband actually had an encounter with Fabio a couple of years ago. And for all of those who might have read the romance novels, Fabio was he had the flowing golden locks, and he was featured on many romance novels. So my husband's story was pretty funny because he walked up to the booth, and he said there was a bunch of women around. It was pretty much just women wanting to meet Fabio and get information on the product that he was promoting. And he's talking to his friend on the phone, and his friend said, "Wait, Fabio's there?" He said, "Well, you know, my friend is his insurance broker and just told me she's been trying to get a hold of him before his insurance expires. And so can you go talk to Fabio and you know, give him the number for Z, tell him to call this woman Z." And John's looking at Fabio and going, "Well, this guy, you know, he's pretty rich." You know, he didn't want to upset him.
Yeah.
So he walked up to Fabio and he said, "Oh, hi, you know, do you know Z?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah, I know Z." And next thing you know, his friend had actually given Z his phone number, my husband's phone number. So the phone's ringing and here she is on the line. So he's like, "She's on my phone for you." So he stops everything that he's doing there and talks to this woman on the phone. And apparently they're really good friends. So they're having this good old conversation. And John's standing there. And then he hangs up the phone. And John's like, "Can I get my phone back?" So it was really just an awkward, bizarre little story. But, yeah, there's some pretty recognizable faces that walk around there. I know, you know, even the Marleys, you know, slinging the Marley Mellow Mood, and Ziggy Marley had a coconut oil out last year. So it is fun, and it's a good time, and we are the least recognized of all the famous people there.
That's so fun. But with that, we're out of time. Thanks for hanging with us. We'll be back with you next week.